Florida House and Senate members may have some bills they'd really like to see turn into law, but those bills don't necessarily match up with the ones Florida Governor Rick Scott calls his priorities.
Make sure our teachers get a $2,500 across-the-board pay raise. The other is to get rid of the sales tax on manufacturing equipment. We have a little less than 2 weeks to go in the session. The House has their priorities. I have my priorities. Senate has their priorities. I hope everybody ends up with a very successful session. We have time to do that.
In the House and Senate, there's more focus on campaign finance, ethics reform, and the Medicaid expansion. So after this week's cabinet meeting, Governor Rick Scott mentioned his veto power over bills, asking for mutual success or none at all.
Well, I'm sure that the Speaker of the House and the Senate President would like to have a successful session. They know my priorities, and I'm sure they want to finish this session well.
Speaker of the House Will Weatherford of Wesley Chapel agreed he's, of course, aiming for a successful session. He's hopeful, though not certain, one of his top priorities, the House's health care coverage expansion, ends up getting through.
Details get worked out in the wee hours of the session because people realize the clock is ticking. So we believe that there's still time to pass our plan and have the Senate take a really good look at it. And we're hopeful that they will want to see things our way, and I'm sure they want us to see things their way, and that's just the way the legislature works.
It may sound like rough and tough politics, but political scientist Susan McManus says this isn't anything unusual.
This is the end of a session when the power struggle is at its absolute peak, and the stakes are high for a lot of the legislators who are planning to run for re-election next year, not to mention the governor, who is also doing so.
Though McManus goes on to say what happens in Florida politics doesn't always stay there. She says after the nation witnessed the partisanship during the 2008 presidential elections, the state's been under close watch.
Eyes all over the United States are watching what happens in this legislative session because, again, Florida has maintained its reputation as the most politically divided state in the union. Particularly if it pits Republicans against Republicans, you can bet we'll get a lot of national attention.
The end result can't be known until session ends May 3rd. But McManus says the threat of a veto usually works better to have legislators moving in the governor's direction than the actual vetoing of a bill. For WFSU-FM, I'm Thomas Andrew Gustafson.